Good morning. Good morning, everyone. The next company to present is ICL. ICL is a major fertilizer producer globally. The company is a large producer of potash fertilizers, phosphate fertilizers, as well as bromine. Production assets are located primarily in Israel, but as well as in Europe and China, which were recently acquired. The company continues to diversify vertically into downstream higher value-added products. Right now, the company is engaged into quite extensive cost-cutting program, as well as continues to invest into growth. So with that, let me welcome Kobi Altman, a CFO of ICL.
Thank you, Mikhail. And after we skip this very important slide, let's talk about ICL. ICL is focusing on three end markets: the agro, but not only the agro. Agro is our biggest one, but it's also the food and the engineered materials. But more importantly, we are focusing only where the integrated value chain of the minerals, the commodities, and the specialty solutions, all the way from the minerals into the downstream product, is adding value. So we are not acting in all the spaces of those end core markets. We are just focusing on where the integrated value chain is bringing value. We recently restructured the organization in a way that is more focusing to what I just said. We created a division of essential mineral, where the main focus of this division is to look after our commodities business, the potash and the phosphate. And the main focus there in those commodity markets is to drive operational excellence. In a space where you cannot control the price at the market, the main focus that you should have in order to grow your business is to make sure that you have the best cost structure in the industry, and this is the main focus and the activities that we are doing there. Improving our assets all the time, cutting costs, improving the service to our customers, and as such, growing the business. The specialty solution division is capturing all the downstream products, business units. We'll go over it later on in the presentations, and you will see the main focus there, and this is why we combined it under this one roof of the specialty solution division, is focused on commercial excellence. You need to have the right infrastructure. It's very, very different than a commodity business. You need to know your customers. You need to tailor your solutions to the customer needs. It requires an infrastructure for sales and marketing. We have agronomists that are going into the field, meeting the customers and giving them the right product and the right solution. And this is why there is also a significant amount of cost barriers to enter into this space. ICL is a very long player in this area, and this is why we believe we have a unique advantage in that space. So what do? We start with the minerals and this change of converting minerals to basic fertilizers is what many, many other companies in the commodity space are doing. But this, for us, is just the start. What we do is we are doing much more than that. We added, during the years, a significant expertise that is taking those basic minerals that we have, the potash, the phosphate, the bromine, and a few other smaller ones, into a series of a lot of downstream products that are serving those three focused end markets that we have: the agro, which is still the biggest one, but also the food and the engineered materials. You have here a color code, and we will not go obviously on into any kind of product that we do, but this is the main concept, and this is why it's also important for us to maintain this integrated value chain. This is where we bring the value and makes us different than a pure commodity company, but also from the pure specialty companies because of this source of the mine that we have throughout the chain. 70% of our phosphate chain is going into our specialty businesses, the three business units that are dealing with phosphate ingredients, and this is a significant advantage that ICL has. This is the structure, organizational structure of the company. The name at the top is only updated as of last Thursday, but other than that, nothing has changed in the structure of the company, in the way we do, and in our strategy. We are, again, structured under two divisions, six major business units. The two business units under the essential minerals are the potash and the phosphate, and the four in the specialty solutions. You see the advanced additive. It's more for the engineered products. The industrial product, it's the bromine-based business unit. The food specialties, that is around the area of texture and stability in food, started from phosphate-based ingredient, but due to the recent acquisition of last year of the ProLactal acquisition, the whey protein added a significant amount to our portfolio here, and this is a very nice growing business unit. And the specialty fertilizer that is combining the phosphate, the potash, and other into a more specialty types of fertilizers that we provide into the more specialty space of fertilizer, vegetables, fruits, and those type of turf and those type of more specified solution where we believe the world is going to. You have here the total amount of sales of last year and the first half in order to give you the magnitude of where we are in each of those spaces. Where we are headed. So in the past, we gave here 2015, we are already more than half of the sales of the company are in the specialty side. We want to maintain it and even grow it a little bit, this balance, so to be around the 60-40 at the end of the decade. But the main change is around the profitability. If in the past, two-thirds of our profit came from the commodity, we were very focused on most of our profit came from the potash. ICL today and in the future is not going to be any more like that. We are going to be more or less at the end of the decade, 50-50. In the last two quarters, due to the weakness in the potash and the phosphate, and in general, the commodity space, we were already more than that. More than 70% of our profit came from the specialty, but this, we believe, is a temporary thing. But conceptually, the way we are building the company towards is on a healthy and a sustainable basis, 50-50, we believe, is the right balance for us, and this is where we are headed. Those are the key areas of where we generate our minerals. The main sites that we have still that is generating most of the minerals, mainly the potash and the bromine, is the ICL Dead Sea. In Israel, that is producing is the main site for us. We have in Europe two mines of potash today. ICL UK is a mine in the northern part of the UK, and we are shutting down the potash production there and converting this mine to a polysulfate. Polysulfate is a new fertilizer that we have there. Very attractive one. It's a unique fertilizer that we have with a good combination of few minerals, and we are converting this site to be a long-term polysulfate mineral. ICL Spain is the second mine that we have in Europe. This is a solid mine. We have there enough potash reserves. Cost is around the middle of the cost curve. We are investing now in Spain into further reduction of the cost structure of this mine, and this is a good mine that will continue to serve mainly Europe, but also South America. ICL Rotem is our phosphate mine in Israel, where we produce the phosphate into our specialty businesses. So again, more than 70% of the production of this is not being sold as a commodity, but into our specialty businesses, and we ship it into Europe, into U.S., where we are having all those specialty plants. And the last one is the joint venture that we did last year, October of 2015. We created this joint venture because we wanted to have phosphate as a significant second leg for our commodity businesses on top of potash. We are now the biggest producers of phosphate China. It's a commodity site that we are going to convert into a specialty site like the model that we did in Israel. So we have the experience to do that. We have the people. We put people on the ground, and this joint venture is working well under a very severe market condition. So prices of the commodities are shrinking or has been reduced in the last year, but we still have a significant amount of opportunity there because the main strategy for this site is to move it into the specialty like we did with ICL Rotem, and this is the future of this operation, and this is why we are so excited about this joint venture, even under the current phosphate market conditions. We get a lot of questions around the specialty now because people see in the last three, 4 quarters that the specialty is really adding a significant contribution to ICL performance. So we try to give here some data around the specialty into what is happening in the specialty businesses. So the division, again, is made up of four main business units. You have here the sales. We believe a CAGR of 5 to 10% is reasonable to achieve in the top line, but much more than that is our expectation around the profitability. The main sources of adding more profit than the top line is better structure, better cost, but much more than that is a better portfolio, and we are doing a lot in taking out old products with lower profitability and adding more and more new products into this business. And this is why we are excited about the performance of this division. As I said, this division is focused on four main business units. The main concept of this division is the commercial excellence. The cost is not so much, doesn't consume a significant amount of CapEx, like a commodity. In the food specialties, we are focused on texture and stability. This is where we are playing. The whey protein addition of from our Prolactal acquisition of last year added a significant contribution to this, and the joint business of phosphate-based ingredients and whey-based ingredients helped us to create a whole range of new solutions that we can now offer to the food companies, whether it's energy drinks, baking, meatless meat, meat industry, and a lot of those type of spaces. Advanced Additive is a solid business unit that is growing nicely but not dramatically, with a good margin of profit, and is focusing mainly on engineered materials, wildfire prevention, so the wildfire, the planes that are throwing powder from wildfire is mainly our business that is helping the firefighters in North America in the last few summers to fight those things. So this is a very nice business for us, and we have few brands there that are well recognized. Industrial Product is the business unit that is the bromine-based solutions that we have. And the main strategic element of this business unit is price increases of bromine. We are the largest producers of bromine on Earth, so we have the ability to manage capacity and to optimize pricing in the market, and this is what we are doing. Cost saving, we put a lot of efforts into reducing our cost structures and new products. So the three legs of the strategy, again, is price increases, cost saving, and new products. Specialty fertilizer, the world is moving more and more into specialties. Consumptions of commodity fertilizer, we expect to maybe even go down because today a lot of farmers, especially in China, in India, are wasting fertilizers. The consumption is not efficient, and we believe that the world will move more and more into more specialty combinations, and we are very, very strong in this market. So we believe that the growth rate here as well is very, very attractive. Few words on the financials and the second quarter. Second quarter of 2016 was a solid quarter in a very, very challenging market environment. So we were able to demonstrate a sequential growth in most of our parameters over the first quarter due to the contribution of our specialty businesses that helped us to compensate for the further price reduction. You see here the $119 million of price erosion that is coming mainly from the commodity, phosphate, and potash. Our ability to demonstrate a solid results was a contribution of mainly our specialty businesses. We tried also to demonstrate here why we believe that the specialty story is so important for ICL by trying to give you those graphs. You see here on the blue, the commodity businesses, and the red is the specialty division on sales and profit. And you see here that the huge volatility on the commodity side has been offset by the solid performance and increasing performance of the specialty businesses. And this is why it puts us in a very unique place and give us a significant amount of leverage and ability to be able to act in those severe market conditions in the commodity space. Few words around our debt structure and where are we here. You see that in the next few years, we don't have any significant debt payments up to 2021. Total net debt of the company is $3.4 billion. We have $800 million of available credit facilities. So we did recently a restructuring of our debt to allow us a very stable and no pressure debt map. And this is also extremely important for us. And we look at that all the time. Cost saving activities. You see here the targets that we gave 2016. We want to end up with $400 million of cost saving compared to our base of 2013. And the components of this cost-saving program, the largest part is operational excellence. Operational excellence is a series of activities that is trying to essentially do better from our existing assets, and a lot of contribution is coming from that. The second largest component is procurement. We buy a lot of materials. We buy a lot of products into the various businesses, and a central procurement organization was established in order to drive synergies there. And the third element is cost of labor, and this is the smaller one, but we did a lot also around restructuring and the workforce optimization. So those were the cost-saving programs, but how do we see it? Where is it reflected into the real numbers? We try to give you here two examples of the potash cost per ton and the green phosphoric acid, which is the main basic product of the phosphate base. And you see here a significant reduction over the last 2.5 years from where we were, and this has really been evident into our income statement. So it's not more anymore just kickoff of initiatives. We actually see this every quarter now in our income statement. Capital allocation is also something that is very important under, again, very challenging market conditions in the commodity space. So what do we do with the money? So obviously, the basic layer is to ensure the financial stability. And I showed you the debt map, and this is something that we obviously, this is the foundation. But with excess cash, what do we do? We are trying to optimize all the time with our excess funding in three angles of a triangle. It's first to make sure that we continue to develop those growth engines that will take the company for years to come. We are investing in CapEx. About one-third of our CapEx investment is into growth projects, not only to maintain our sites. So this is something that is very important for us to keep, even under the current market conditions. Managing the debt level is important for us. We don't want to increase further our total debt, and we are doing a lot of efforts to keep the debt and to contain it and to reduce it. And shareholders' returns with an attractive dividend yield is something that is also very important for us. For years, we are providing a very nice yield of dividend, and we plan to continue to do that. This is something that is very important for us. So we are balancing between those three angles, and we don't take any angle on top of the other two parts. This is something that keeping this balance is also very, very important for us. So at the end of my slides, and we'll open it for Q&A, ICL is an attractive investment case. We are moving more and more toward specialty, and we want to be on a stable business environment at about 50-50 toward the end of the decade, and continue to have a very nice portfolio and dividend yield.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me start with the first question on potash. Given the quite slow first half of 2016, the company has accumulated more than 1 million tons of potash in its stockpile. And maybe you can share your view on how, or your plans on how aggressive are you planning to dispose this quite significant part of the inventories.
Yeah, so we are shipping now full steam ahead to potash to mainly China and India. Those are the key markets that were very weak in the first half of 2016. Most of the other markets, Brazil, Europe, U.S. is a small market for us, were more or less regular. We are now shipping a lot of potash into China and India. And we believe that we will finish this year with maybe less volume that of sold potash than last year, but not very, very weak year. So second half is going to be much stronger in terms of volume versus the first half.
Okay, then another question from me on the growth. So the 10% CAGR of the solution segment is a pretty good number. What is the next big project that we should expect? And do you see any operational risks or the risks to the timeline?
Yeah, so on the specialty part, we are focusing now a lot in China. The joint venture of the phosphate is an important enabler because we are starting with the mineral all the way to the downstream product. So we are very focusing our advanced additive business unit, the food business unit, as well as the specialty fertilizer in establishing the infrastructure, the sales infrastructures, and the right products into the Chinese market, and we believe that this will be a significant growth engine for the specialty business in the next few years.
Okay, and one more question on the dividend policy, because the company have recently reduced the dividend policy from 70 to 50%. What do you think, what should happen with the financials or with the industry so the board, the shareholders will return to a discussion of increasing back the dividend payout to more than 50%?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, in terms of the capital allocation of the company, this is something that is important for us. We do want to continue to be like we were always, a high-yield, dividend-paying company, yet we want to balance it with the managing our debt level, not to increase the debt level of the company, and even to start to see it going down in 2017 and after that, as well as a good creation of growth engines for the company for years to come. So we felt that in the current year, with the potash where the commodity prices, potash mainly, we need to reduce the dividend payment from the 70% into up to 50%. We are monitoring this every quarter, and we believe that we will be able to go back to our past payout of dividend when the market condition will improve.
And just in this respect, with an existing CapEx cycle, when it will be completed, do you think it will be the phase of reducing debt or maybe dividends, or there are another pipeline of projects that will just restart?
Yeah. So we do not plan to have any major cash needs for new projects in the next few years. So Ethiopia, which is one of the projects that we are exploring as a pilot, we already said that we are, if we are going to do that, we will do it only with a partner. And as a result of that, we don't see a significant cash need for a project like that. The specialty division does not consume a significant amount of CapEx cash, and we don't have any significant. We also said we are not going to have any acquisitions that require the significant cash. We will do some bolt-on acquisitions, but not something that not a big cash deal. And as a result of that, we believe that the cash we will be able to use it for regular CapEx, managing down the debt and dividend.
And just a final question from me. Given that the CEO retired recently, maybe there's something you want to add on this topic, potentially on the timeline or something here?
Yeah. So, our CEO resigned last Thursday due to personal reasons, nothing to do with business. So, we do not do any change in the strategy direction of the company. We will continue to execute the strategy that we laid and is really starting to bear fruits, and we see it every quarter, further improvements due to the strategy that we are executing. Stefan decided to leave, but everything else remained the same. We nominated as an interim CEO Asher Greenbaum, who used to be, until 2 months ago, the Chief Operating Officer of the company. He was handling the main parts of the operational excellence, so cost saving. He managed our procurement organization, so most of the cost-saving activities were under his wing, and also the growth opportunity, he used to manage our R&D organization, so he's very well familiar with what we are doing around our growth aspirations in the R&D field. Mr. Greenbaum was more than 40 years in the company, so he knows the company very, very well. He managed the two biggest companies, subsidiaries of the company along the years, and so we felt that he's the right candidate to allow the board to have a very calm and organized search process for a permanent CEO that will come either from the outside or internally, and we are looking at all options and everywhere.
Thank you very much. Maybe any questions from the audience? Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.